in the rest of our session this evening, I just want to play around a little bit with some of the ideas that I've been talking about. We're going to do it through a writing exercise. And I want to assure you that you don't have to read out anything that you're going to write, and that it's going to be more about seeing what comes out without you having any constraints or expectations about what that is. Has anyone heard of Natalie Goldberg? She's a Buddhist writer, and she's written this book called Writing Down the Bones. She encourages something called automatic writing or flow writing, but she talks about it as a practice, not necessarily as something that you share with someone, not something that you're trying to make into a cultivated piece of art or writing, but more as an exploration in itself. I'm going to read a little bit about what she says about it, and then I'll suggest what we might do. So she talks about writing and writing your first thought. First thoughts have tremendous energy. It is the way the mind first flashes on something. The internal sensor usually squelches them, so we live in the realm of second and third thoughts, thoughts on thought, twice and three times removed from the direct connection of the first fresh flash. For instance, the phrase, "I cut the daisy from my throat," shot through my mind. Now my second thought, carefully tutored in 1+1=2 logic, in politeness, fear, and embarrassment at the natural, would say, "That's ridiculous. You sound suicidal. Don't show yourself cutting your throat. Someone will think you are crazy." And instead, if we give the censor its way, we write, "My throat was a little sore, so I didn't say anything." Proper and boring. First thoughts are also unencumbered by ego, by that mechanism in us that tries to be in control, tries to prove the world is permanent and solid, enduring and logical. The world is not permanent, is ever-changing and full of human suffering. So if you express something egoless, it is also full of energy, because it is expressing the truth of the way things are. You are not carrying the burden of ego in your expression, but are riding for moments the waves of human consciousness and using your personal details to express the ride. So I have a phrase that I'm going to give to you, just drop in, and see what comes out. The idea is that you write quickly. I did this with another group, and some people wrote so quickly they couldn't read what they'd written. I mean, that's absolutely fine if you want to go for it. If you want to keep slow enough that you can read your words, fine. We're not going to share this. And she has rules. These are the rules. Keep your hand moving. Don't pause to reread the line you've just written. That's stalling and trying to get control of what you're saying. Don't cross out. That is editing as you write. Even if you write something you didn't mean to write, leave it. Don't worry about spelling, punctuation, grammar. Lose control. Don't think. Don't get logical. Go for the jugular.